preacher said it absolved.
For him, not for the law. Surprised you, Pete. I gave you credit for more brains than Delmer.
But they was witnesses, seen us redeemed.
That's not the issue, Delmer. Even if it did put you square with the Lord, the state of Mississippi is a little more hard-nosed.
Hey, Mama said the way you move gon' make you sweat, gon' make you groove.
Welcome to the Vic McCarty Show.
Terry, yes. The alpha male is scared of nothing.
One hot guy filled with a lot of hot talk.
Was that a sarcastic laugh? Were you mocking
no.
me in some fashion? Were you sitting there and challenging whether or not the alpha male is ever afraid?
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
What was that? Well, you didn't sound like you believed me when I said I'm the alpha male.
Pink, I shall now be sick.
I am all man, baby.
The man, baby.
The ideal time for penetration is really between like 7 and 13 minutes.
Lean, and you're not too far between either. But are
nobody
you?
Really wants to have penetration for like hours. That just sounds miserable.
Hey, everybody, we're all going to go.
About 10 minutes after the hour now here in the Vic McCarty Show. Good morning, everybody. Second hour. Thanks to Chris Wendell for calling in. He's in the state of New York, and I never got around to asking him why he was there. I have a feeling, well, I know he's, I don't know what it is. I'm not even going to say. He's going to end up in Buffalo, I know that, where his parents are. He sent a picture, he put a picture on his Facebook of the Erie Canal, which I thought was overwhelmingly stimulating. And I don't know why he's there. But anyway, coming up, Betsy Willis, Old Town Playhouse. They're going to talk about their current production of The Cemetery Club. Coming up tomorrow, it's Thursday, Greg Baird will be in studio in Petoskey. Pet House Calls with Dr. Eric Peck will be here. Pardon me. I'm very excited because he's bringing a canine coach with him.
Oh.
About talking about training your puppies, and that'll be interesting. That's coming up tomorrow, sponsored by Ginger Clean, Dog Dreams Inn out there on the grounds of the Grand Traverse Resort, and DLG Bakery on West Front Street. That's coming up tomorrow. It's Pet House Calls.
Maybe.
Dr. Eric Peck.
I could ask him the question about my cat since he just had surgery yesterday.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. And then we're going to record the next segment, and our good friend Sally Watkins from the Grand Traverse Kennel Club will be in with one of her dogs, so that'll be a lot of fun. So, all right, in the studio now, our very good friend Meg Havenga. Good morning, Meg.
Good morning, Vic.
How are you this morning?
Doing very well, thank you.
You got the headphones all straightened out.
Yeah,
you're having a
finally.
Tussle. Right, you're the only
I have to do something weird every time I come in, otherwise you wouldn't be able to make fun of me.
No, not weird. Meg, never.
This is why we need Ustream. I want to see what's talking.
Yes, well, we need to get Ustream. We need to get the little many management types that come in and out of this office. To get with it. You look like you're dressed and ready to go to Dunegrass.
Oh, thanks.
That's a compliment.
I'm previewing all my summer sundresses because I'm going on vacation next week. So, going to Florida.
Whatever.
Yeah, sorry.
Right, well, it's starting to warm up here. Why are you going to Florida now?
Disney World.
Are you going to Orlando?
Yes.
Godspeed, John Glenn.
Yeah.
All right, and also in studio with us this morning, Erica Jones, and good morning from Brassy Marketing. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing well, thank you.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You have that typical first time on the radio show sort of reluctance. You're not really sure what's going to go on. And all I said was during the break, we're just going to talk and have a good time. So good morning and welcome.
Thank you. Sounds good to me.
How's the weather out there? Now it looks like it's just kind of stopped raining. Mel, what's it doing in Petoskey at the moment?
It's raining.
Did we lose?
No. I had to look back and see because it wasn't raining just about 10 minutes ago. Now it's raining again.
Yeah, it's calmed down a little bit. It's not quite as dark in Traverse City.
Yeah.
All right. Erica's with Brassy Marketing and Publishing, correct?
That's
the official. And we found each other a la Facebook.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Another Facebook connection. Mm-hmm. And that's just really a great way. Yesterday, I had to find somebody, a business in town, and I went to Facebook, which is really my first stop now. Anybody know a female tattoo artist? And I got hooked up with someone who's just starting and opening up a shop in downtown Traverse City.
Oh, that's cool.
Just like lickety-split. So it's really a great resource. All right, Brassy Marketing, tell us a little bit about this, how long you've been doing it, and what your area of expertise is.
Well, we would focus on search engine optimization, which just means that if you have a website, you want it to be at the top of your little niche. So if you have a Traverse City salon and somebody looks up Traverse City salons, you want to be right there at the top. That's what we do.
And this is a huge part of what's going on with regards to internet marketing, the old search engine optimization. And as I told you during the break, it's one of those things I have many questions and few answers. Because it's I hear it explained to me, and then I just my head starts to hurt a little bit because I ain't so smart. All right, so when you talk about search engine optimization, what's the overview? What does that mean?
Well, the whole idea is that you're just trying to give the search engines what they're looking for. And search engines are all about serving their user. They don't care about the business owners or the people that own the domains. They're trying to give the user valuable information from a variety of different sources. And, of course, as business owners, we're sometimes trying to cheat the system a little bit and get our websites and our material up at the top without having to put in a lot of work.
Right.
So it's that balancing game between search engines like Google and the business owner and web designers and optimization experts that are, continually trying to get themselves an advantage.
At the top of that, they put in something and you want to see that come up and get to the top. All right, so before we get too farther into this, how did you get to know MAG and the Small Business and Technology Development Center? How'd that all come together?
Gosh, I have to think about it. Mutual introduction.
Yeah, we actually did the marketing crash course presentation together that we had last month.
There you go. Yeah.
So I presented on social marketing, and Erica supplemented the conversation with the search engine optimization. Brian Haggerty was also there and talked about the J tags and QR codes and weird, bizarre stuff.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right.
And of course, our favorite, Chris Wendell.
And Chris Wendell. Do you know why he's in the state of New York?
He's busy with his parents.
Right. Not probation officer related or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
I'm sure he's got to do a little time.
He got to check in the ankle bracelet or something.
Dressing like Batman?
Did you hear about the guy in Petoskey early this morning?
No.
Dressed as Batman, arrested. He was on top of a business, and he was locked and loaded.
What?
But
Whoa.
In a Batman outfit.
So really?
Yeah. Oh, you can't make up stuff like that.
No.
Batman locked and loaded. So anyway. All right. Someone comes to you, Erica, and says, I want to optimize my Google search. What's one of the things you're going to ask them or say right off the bat?
Well, first, we just want to figure out what niches are important to them.
Okay.
So depending on their business, for a lot of companies around here, people are just looking at ranking in the Traverse City, Northern Michigan area. So that's really easy.
Okay.
So we figure out where the traffic's at. In other words, what do people search in relation to their industry? What words do they use exactly? And then we just want to make sure that their website is labeled properly.
Let me stop you there. What does that mean?
Okay. So labeling, this is when you get a little bit of the techie phrases there, but you're looking at making sure that the URL or the web address, the www at the top, has those keywords in it. That's important.
See, this is another where I just go, Bing!
Keywords.
What do you mean?
So the words that are important. So let's use an example. Traverse City Salon, example. Say you're some sort of salon, that's an important keyword phrase. So you want to make sure you have Traverse City Salon somewhere in the web address at the top.
Okay.
And what they call a H1 header tag, so your main header has that in there. It's sprinkled throughout your content, and then it's in your title tag too, which is that tab at the top.
Okay.
That's the most sophisticated part of it.
Okay.
Really.
Okay.
After that, it gets easier. So that's the labeling part.
All right. Now, when you mention keywords, then I immediately hear purchasing keywords and things of that nature. And then once again, am I getting the lingo right? Once again, that kind of just makes my head go numb a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about keywords, it's just the words people are going to use when they're looking for your industry.
Right.
And when we're in such a small town, people are not going to get that specific. You know, it's very general. So in the case of Traverse City salons or Traverse City hairstylists, those might apply.
Of which there are many. I mean, there are a lot of salons,
there are
a lot of banks, there are a lot of coffee places. So you definitely, in this area, want to make sure that when you put in Traverse City hairstylist or whatever, that your business is going to be right up there towards the top.
Yeah.
And that's the key.
Make sure you own your Google Place page as well. Because giving me the blankest look.
What is that? I see that.
When
I search something.
Yeah, when that comes up, if you're the business owner, just search for yourself generally and keyword search in Google, and you see that comes up, you can click to own that page and edit the information. And also you can set up an alert to monitor any conversations that might be going on and happening on the Google Place page.
Okay, so Place page is one of those things I see come up a lot.
Yeah.
And you can own that.
Yes.
What does that cost?
It's free. And if you have any questions about it, you can call me at the Small Business and Technology Development Center, and I will help you with that, 231-922-3780.
Okay. Very nice. All right. Now, so once you've established the niche or whatever they're after, what's your next step with a customer?
Okay, so once the website is labeled properly,
right,
so that the search engines can crawl the site and see exactly what they need, because we're talking about programs, not people, then you have to make sure you have all the content that they're looking for to deliver to the users, because they're all about delivering content to the users. And most websites are a little shy in having enough content.
Brassy Marketing and Publishing, Erica Jones in the studio with us, Meg Havenga to my right. When we come back, I want to talk about how long you've been in business, what led you there, what you do to get set up, and what decisions you had to make with regards to business. And if we can fit it in here, because time is short, what do you want to become? What's down the road 5 years? And how you view as a small business owner what's going on in the area? It's the Vic McCarty Show. Small Business Focus. We'll be right back.
Vic McCarty.
Probably shouldn't broadcast that.
1270 AM and now on 92.1 FM, WMKT. Vic McCarty.
He could have shown everybody here how much of an idiot he is all by himself.
1270 AM and now on 92.1 FM, WMKT.
After the hour here on the Vic McCarty Show. Apparently, there's a picture circulating the internet of a TSA agent patting down an infant. Apparently, the infant went through in his stroller or whatever, and it set off bells. But apparently, while people are worked up about this pat down, the parents say that the TSA acted appropriately. And I have a hard time getting worked up over these pat downs because, what if you're wrong? And then you got to go back and say, well, I didn't go through the stroller and pat down the baby because I figured it was a baby. Well, you know, when the bad guys are thinking of new ways and apparently don't have any regard for human life, I mean, this is just how we live today. That's just the way it is. But apparently this picture is circulating the internet, and some people are getting all frothy about it. Our poll question this morning is, quickly, 69049, yes or no, put in WMKT. Should comedians on late-night TV be mocking and making fun of the death of Osama bin Laden, yes or no? In studio with us, Erica Jones, and to my left, Brassy Marketing and Publishing, and to my right, Meg Havenga, who's in her Doomgrass outfit. Morning to you. Sorry, we love the Doomgrass, and we're getting into festival time.
I went last year.
Festival, I love, and they're in a new location this year out by the Lake Ann Airport, and I just saw a posting from my good friend Ryan Lake, who they walked the site, and they're very excited about it because it has wooded camping areas.
Oh, cool.
So they've got a landowner out there that agreed to let them come out there and enjoy some great music, and I got to tell you, these musicians are just off the chart. And then what's this? Let's see. A week from this Friday, I'm going to be out at Lake Ann Advent Church in Lake Ann. I'm going to get to it. Samantha Crawford.
Oh, cool.
Who recorded an album, and she raised her money through Kickstarter.
Right.
$4,500.
We talked about that before,
Erica Johnson's in the studio with us. Brassy Marketing and Publishing. How long has this been a business?
Brassy's been around for 2 years now.
Right.
Well, 2.5 years, I suppose.
Now, you and the husband do it together?
No, okay. I'm a single mom.
Okay.
And been doing it on my own, so.
My apologies.
No, that's fine.
Now, why did you decide to do it?
Well, I owned another business prior to that. I was 50% owner in a company called Mentor Laureate, which had a membership website that coached financial advisors all over the country. So that kind of cued me into the whole online marketing and trying to figure it out. So when I sold that to my previous partner, it seemed like the most logical direction to go. It's something, it was the most important thing that I took from building that company, and I knew it was something that everyone would need.
All right. Now, you work out of?
I work out of my home, right in downtown Traverse.
How does that work for you? How's that dynamic? And we have a lot of people in here that do that or work in a, you know, have an office, but how does that work for you?
I love it. I've had both, you know, worked out of an office and my home, and I've taken my son to work with me at the office and just about in every combination you could think of. And I love being at home because it gives me the flexibility and it's quiet.
Right.
You know, it's just me. So.
Now, this is, I do the radio stuff, and then I go home and I have all the Mac Media stuff where I edit and do stuff like that. And sometimes it's a challenge for me to get into that work mindset. Or I've got people coming to the door. And as summer comes along, the kids are coming over and they want to, you know, they want some candy or they want to play basketball or stuff like that. And there are times when I'll force myself to stay in town because I know I can at least work here or go to my Traverse City office, which happens to be over there at Right Brain Brewery, because I know during the day it's quiet.
Right. I love to work at Right Brain as well.
People bring me beer. What the hell have I been missing all these years? But it's a challenge, right?
Yeah.
You find it, though, to get into that work mindset.
Well,
challenging.
It's not hard all winter long, that's for sure.
Well, that's
but you're
true.
Right. In the summertime, it gets a little tempting to walk down to the beach.
Right, yeah.
So well, anyway. Laptop all right, so, with Wi-Fi.
Now, where did you go to school?
Well, I went to high school downstate or transplant.
Where'd
and
you
then
go?
At Linden, just like the Acme to Traverse City. It's by Fenton.
Oh, Gateway Linden, Gateway to Fenton, of course. Yes, absolutely.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then I came up here for college and actually went through the flight program at NMC and then did Davenport University and some grad
flight
class
program.
There as well. Yeah, I just have to mix it up a little bit.
What do you mean?
Oh, you know, it was part of their aviation program there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, now go back to school. Did you play sports in school?
Oh, no. You know, I'm a computer geek. I'm not coordinated. I can run, you know, right, left, right, left, repeat. That's about it.
All right. Well, let me just say this, that you don't look like the typical computer geek.
Oh, thanks.
If that's fair to say, and I believe it is.
I think that's very fair.
So where do you want to go? I mean, here you are today, but 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, how do you see things progressing for this part of the industry that you're in?
Well, it's definitely an expanding industry. I mean, if you think about it, really the Internet is just a directory. And it's the largest directory of information in the world. Really, it's impossible for a company to be truly successful without utilizing the Internet in some way, shape, or form. So it's impossible.
Right.
And so the industry is expanding rapidly. And I have a few part-time writers now. And actually this week we're finalizing things for the first full-time consultant up here in Traverse City and expanding in the Grand Rapids in June.
Wow.
So things are going really well.
Things are going well. Climate is good.
Yes.
All right, let me ask you about, quickly, with about a minute to go or so, about verbatim translation on things that you may have in video or something like that and how that helps website optimization.
Oh, yeah.
As far as unique content and things that the Google bots or whatever they're called look for.
I don't see you used a couple of fancy words there. You know, a little more than you like.
I can learn by rote. I can drop some lingo on you.
That's great. So, yeah, that's something that everyone can do. Most small business owners have some sort of interviews or videos of speeches they've done, anything like that. You can send it to a transcriptionist. There's tons of them online.
Yeah.
And have that text uploaded to your website. And Google loves original content. So any content that you add has to be original and only published on your site in order to count.
Right.
But the more original content you can get on there using those keywords, the better off.
And that really just makes the search engines go bonkers.
Exactly.
They like that stuff.
They love it.
That's catnip to the Google bots.
Exactly.
You may use that.
I will.
Are you mocking me?
My new tagline.
You're mocking me now, and that's fine, because everyone ends up doing it. Megha Venga, Small Business and Technology Development Center, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure.
Business Focus, sponsored by our very good friends over there, Collective Inc., Marijuana Collective on State Street, Collective Inc., INC.net. They'll take you from beginning to end. They have a doctor on site Sundays and Mondays, and they're safe, they're clean, they're professional. I know I've been in there, not to purchase because I don't have my card, but I like to do my research when I have somebody on the the show. Although, if I get chronic pain from the human race, I can make that fly. So, it's the Vic McCarty Show. Coming up next, Old Town Playhouse. We'll be right back.
Vic McCarty.
Silly show.
1270 AM and now on 92.1 FM, WMKT.